What is going on, everybody, and welcome back inside the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Lab with Mr. Steel Roden and your boy Big Flip Livingstone. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. There is a lot to talk about, both on and off the ice in the NHL. Some not so pretty when it comes to this World Junior Canadian team, and a lot of icky rumors. We're going to break it all down on today's episode, and of course, feed you everything you need to know to stack that paper, baby. Let's ride.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? And like I said off the top, today's episode features a number of topics, both on and off the ice. Some are more serious than others, Steele, and these sexual allegations coming out from the Canadian junior team from the 2018 season, we're going to talk about that. It is a serious topic, but we also are going to get back to the fantasy impact of what could be Patrick Kane's move out of Chicago. We're taking a look at some odds for some of the top teams that he could move to. And of course, we need to head back out west and take a look into the debacle of an offseason that the Calgary Flames are having. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know where to find us across all platforms. You find your favorite content. And thank you again for joining us today. Steele, like I said, we're going to take more of a somber tone for this first conversation. These, you know, sexual assault allegations are no joke. A number of players in the NHL today have come out and spoken out, but some have not. And we know that some of those guys on that team are now major players in the NHL. This could continue to have some reverberating effects across the league.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive subject, but one that needs to be discussed because these are serious allegations. And obviously with the players that were a part of this incident need to be disciplined and need to be reprimanded right away, because this is just not okay. At any time in any place of the world. Like, it's just honestly disgusting to keep seeing this happen, but there's people out there that just, they think it's okay. And it's very disturbing, but yeah, you're right. Over the last couple of days, some of the guys from this Canadian team back in 2018 for the World Juniors have come out and said that they have had nothing to do with this incident and have been no part of it. Guys that have just recently come out, Robert Thomas, Taylor Radish, Jordan Kyrou, Cale Makar, Victor Mete. Yep. But there are still a ton of guys who have yet to comment on this situation at hand so far.
Yes, sir.
Guys that are playing in the NHL, like you said, Drake Batherson, Alex Formanton. I don't think I've heard anything from Carter Hart either. Jake Bean, Dylan Dubé. These are guys that are playing in the NHL right now, are under contract, and have yet to speak out or make any sort of comment about this situation at hand. And it honestly does not look good. And as more and more players come out and say that they have nothing to do with this, the list gets shorter and you start picking out, okay, it could have been this guy. And you know, the NHL can still hand out disciplines, whether they get criminally charged or not. They can still find, they can still discipline these players, and potentially it can be detrimental to their team as well.
Look, secondary is what it will be to the team for sure. Yeah. It's a good point to raise, because also this is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And, you know, someone's life was altered here. And that's what's most important. And, you know, defending someone's rights and their personal freedoms, especially when it comes to a young woman, should be put at the forefront. And unfortunately, it seems that both Hockey Canada and potentially the NHL have really dragged their feet on this investigation. Look, Rick Westhead of TSN.ca does a lot of terrific investigative work on these kinds of stories. Go check him out. That's where you get the source for this information. That's where we're getting all of our info. But still, some of those names continue. Dante Fabro, Cale Clegg, you know, Jake Bean, Michael McLeod, Alex Formanton, I think you maybe mentioned, but the names go on, you know, like Maxime Comtois. There's a lot of NHL players that still have yet to speak up. And what I'm just really disappointed in is seemingly someone in the Team Canada ranks knew what happened and they kept this quiet. When did we start hearing about this? Maybe 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. They kept this quiet for 3 years. something doesn't smell right with this. And I just hope sooner than later, we're going to get some direct answers, because these guys also steal. Let's make this point very clear. Are making very big money now. Some of these guys can afford to pay someone off, and I really hope that doesn't happen. I hope we find out the truth, because there's nothing worse than this kind of connotation when it comes to hockey players. And unfortunately, I feel there is that stigmatism sometimes with hockey players, their attitude and their behavior, especially when it comes to how they treat young women.
Yeah, and you know, with all the new information coming out too, you know, with the videos, the dialogue that were in the videos, what was said, the messages that were transpired the next couple of days as well. And obviously that this young woman was misled into this situation and didn't want to be a part of this, because when you read the messages, and we're not going to get into detail about the messages, but it really is not what she expected it to happen going into that night. She was misled the entire way, 100%. And these guys need to be disciplined right away. This investigation needs to, you know, they just need to keep investigating who these guys were, because this is a serious matter.
Another little tidbit, and we can leave it at this, because this story will continue to evolve. Unfortunately, we're peeling this back like an onion in layers, and it stinks at every layer. The fact that there was a sworn affidavit found by the investigation about Hockey Canada keeping a reserve fund of cash to pay off these kinds of things, just, you know what I'm saying, Steele? A bunch of stuff doesn't smell right. And usually when it doesn't smell right, that means there's doo-doo somewhere. And I think that's what's upcoming. And I'm not trying to make a joke, because this is not a laughing matter. It's just shame on Hockey Canada and shame on some of the leadership in that room and around that team, because this should have been aired out a long time ago. I hope that something positive comes from this. I don't know what that is, Steele, but we will see, because we try to stay positive on this show. This is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And like I've said before, this is no laughing matter. There's nothing sweet about it. But we're going to look to some forward things, some sweeter things. I'm going to talk about Built Bar. That's a sweet thing. We are going to look at the Patrick Kane trade odds. There are some spicy teams on that list still, including the Toronto Maple Leafs. Hello. Also, out west, Matthew Tkachuk will not sign a long-term deal. Johnny Gaudreau was very close to signing with the New Jersey Devils. There's a lot still to talk about on a lot more positive note, including the coconut brownie chunk puff from Built Bar. The people who invented the healthy and tasty Built Bar have brought you the latest treat for your taste bud. It is the coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. Your friends at Built are doing it right. That's right. The brownie chunk Built Bar is the flavor you love. Deliciously chewy marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate, Steele's favorite. It's like a fluffy cloud of chocolatey brownie goodness. Stop drooling, shut up the trap, and listen up. They're good for you. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and all delicious. I don't know what else I need to say. How about this? They are all made with the collagen protein that your body absorbs quickly, efficiently, and it provides you tons of health benefits. Eat something healthy that tastes good, delicious, rich, sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. I'm drooling now. Stop fantasizing. Go to Built.com. Order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Bar Puffs right now and use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe. Make sure you hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. And if you also love watching the NFL as much as we do, make sure you're tuned in, because starting July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odds makers at, of course, betonline.net. Again, available July 18th on Locked On NFL, wherever you get your podcasts. And also on YouTube. You don't want to miss out, so make sure you're staying tuned for July 18th. And Flip, let's get right into the odds on Patrick Kane potentially new landing spot.
Yes.
Maybe the next year or so, or maybe very soon. Who knows what Chicago has up in the near future with everything they've been doing over the last month.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's take a look at the first six names on the list. The Oilers at plus 300. The yep. Avalanche at plus 350.
Spicy.
The Rangers at plus 400.
Spicy.
The Kings at plus 500. The Lightning at plus 550. And the Leafs, which is probably the biggest surprise to me, at 100%. plus 600.
100%.
What do you take from this list? And who and what team do you think has the best chance of landing Patrick Kane?
Let me set the table like this, Steele. First of all, shout out to betonline.net for the proper updated odds. Jimmy Shapiro at BetOnline, thank you for the high-quality odds straight in the inbox. Shout out to BetOnline. That's first. Second, I think we need to set the table like this, Steele, because it sounds like before we got this email, we had kind of let this idea die off a little bit. It sounded like some of those rumors around Patrick Kane were squashed for now. But ever so often you hear a pipe up, and if you're Patrick Kane and they just traded away your boy in DeBrincat, I really don't think he has his eyes set. He has way too much in the tank, and you know he's looking around. Also, when I look at this list, deal, to answer your question, and thirdly and lastly, at plus 500, I'm taking a look at the LA Kings because there is a lot to like in that LA farm system. Also, we know Patty Kane is a flashy American boy, and as much as I want to say he would love to go home to his home state of New York, I could see him in LA living that good life, living a good life in a great town with a team on the come up at plus 500 steal. I'm saying Kings, and then I would look at the Rangers, but the Oilers at plus 300 doesn't make sense to me as the favorite team to get him. But hey, what do we know?
I agree with you there. I don't think the Oilers should be the favorite at plus 300, but I think the Oilers are definitely in consideration.
Okay.
Obviously, they're going to have to make some moves, and their bottom six forwards are basically going to consist of AHL players and the farm team players. But if they were able to land Patrick Kane, that gives them the opportunity to kind of spread the love out, put Draisaitl back on the second line so he can help out some of his top six forwards as well, which we've already seen him do so many times, but it spreads the love a little bit for the Oilers. So I like the Oilers, just not the odds at plus 300. And the next team I'm actually looking at, of course, are also the Rangers at plus 400. He's already been linked to New York.
Yeah.
The connection between him and Artemi Panarin, but I like the Rangers as well. Those would be the top two teams for me, but I want to ask you this as well.
Please.
Because Johnny Gaudreau just came off the highest career season he's ever had in his NHL career. 115 points. Obviously, he decides to go to the Columbus Blue Jackets on a 7-year deal, $9.5 million. And his fantasy value clearly to me drops a significant amount. Obviously, probably a top three, a third round pick as far as it gets, but his value drops. If Patrick Kane were to obviously leave the Chicago Blackhawks and go to one of these teams, I think in my perspective, his value skyrockets and he's a first round pick right off the bat.
Most definitely, especially if you're considering what he has to work with right now in Chicago, if that's where he stays. There's also something to be said about him coming off 26 goals, 66 assists for 92 points. That's his highest output since 2019. Speaking of getting a lot left in the tank, this guy has it. And there's something about Patrick Kane for me. The time he came into the NHL is where I really started to get heavy into watching hockey basically every single night. He is one of those guys that have been the face of the NHL for, and maybe not for all good reasons, but you think the NHL right now over the past, 15 seasons, Patrick Kane is right there in the mix. 430 goals and 750 assists. For 1,180 points in 1,106 games. He is better than a point per game player. He is a future Hall of Famer. He is an Art Ross Trophy winner, a Calder winner, an all-rookie. And how about a Hart and a Conn Smythe? This guy is a sure shoe-in Hall of Famer, steal. And I'm with you. If he goes to any of, imagine he does go back and play with Panarin. That would just be a match made in heaven.
Sweet. So sweet.
The fantasy value just goes through the roof. But I'll leave it at this with you. A lot of teams out there are juggling and flexed up against the cap. Patrick Kane makes $10.5 million this season upcoming and then is an unrestricted free agent who will command a pretty payday. So I just see him going to, because he's not taking any pay cuts at this point in his career. So he will be looking for that final payday to solidify the end of his days in the NHL. So I would just look to the team that has the most flexible cap situation. And at a quick glance, you know, the LA Kings might not be it, but the New York Rangers, with a couple of moves, you know, maybe they're that team, Steele. Maybe they're that team. We know that they've had some flexibility. They almost have $5 million right now. That's not a ton, but it's more than most. So I think, and I'll leave it at this, Patrick Kane will be on the move before the season starts.
I think so too. And look, he's got a ton of options out there, a ton of superstar players to play with, whether it's Matthews, Stamkos, Kucherov, Panarin, Nathan MacKinnon and Landeskog, McDavid. He's got a ton of options out there, and he's going to be going to a contending team to win his fourth Stanley Cup in a decade. So I'm excited to see what the future holds for Patrick Kane. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, making it your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. Flip and I appreciate it so much. And I know we've talked about this over the last couple of episodes. We've talked about it a lot recently, actually. But it's in the news. And there's new information coming out every single day.
Yes, sir.
And it's the Matthew Tkachuk with the Calgary Flames situation right now. He's come out and said that he does not want to re-sign long-term.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Johnny Gaudreau situation as well played a huge factor in his decision. There's also the fact where I think you said this to me off air that American-born players just don't want to play in Canada. They don't want to play in cold Canada. So we're seeing that over the last couple of years that this might be a lot more things that we see, and maybe in the near future with Austin Matthews as well. Oof, but with Matthew Tkachuk not re-signing long-term with the Flames, it doesn't mean that he won't re-sign, but it does seem like he's going to be traded very, very soon.
Well, speaking of interesting tidbits, when it comes to this story, Steele, and you're right, we have mentioned it, but it is a huge, huge talking point. Not only is it what's going on in Calgary, not only is it what was Johnny Gaudreau thinking, not only is it what does this mean for the Blue Jackets or the fantasy landscape, but now it's these points, like you said, do American players not like it in Western Canada? Do they not like it in these cold, cold winter cities? Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg. You know, I know Toronto's no Bahamas in the wintertime, but that too, maybe we should start to be concerned about Austin Matthews. This is what we do, baby. We speculate and we throw gasoline on the fire because we're trying to heat you guys up there. And let me do that just now, Steele, because according to Jeremy Rutherford from The Athletic, a very solid source, a move is likely to happen. He hasn't requested a trade outright, Tkachuk. A move is likely to happen. We've now heard that from multiple good sources. And also, in this story, in The Athletic, a very juicy tidbit that I just read, Steele, and we've talked a lot about the New Jersey Devils. The New Jersey Devils are sniffing around Matthew Tkachuk in a very serious way. We're talking about landscape-shifting moves. He goes to the New Jersey Devils, and we talked about that Eastern Conference getting stacked up. Honestly, every single team in that Metro division has what it takes, in my opinion, to make some noise in the playoffs. Oh, and the other team that's rumored to be interested in Mr. Tkachuk, how about the Metro division's New York Islanders, who we know aren't done making any moves. Wait, they haven't made any moves, so there you go.
All right, the one team that definitely has no shot at the playoffs is the Philadelphia Flyers. They're making no cup run this year. That's
You're
the
right.
one team. That's
You're right.
The
one I was trying to get them all in there. You're right. They're hopeless.
That's a tough call. That's a tough take.
They're hopeless, and I'm so glad that I have Carter Hart on a bunch of teams.
Yeah, that's not a good good situation, but the team has really let him down. But yeah, with Matthew Tkachuk, you know, we talked about this yesterday. I made the blasphemous take that the Leafs should trade Nylander and Sandin. Maybe throw a couple picks and prospects in there, but that's exactly what the Leafs need right now. You know, exactly what the Oilers might need to do if they were to go after Patrick Kane. You got to move things around, find the cap space, and land this sucker. Get Tkachuk in the blue and white now.
Hey, this is what we do. Like I said, crazy takes abound, but that's okay because maybe it's not that crazy. If Patrick Kane, if the Vegas odds makers have the Toronto Maple Leafs at the sixth most possible team to get Patrick Kane, Who knows? Johnny Gaudreau just went to the Blue Jackets, so there's no real way to predict how things in the offseason shake out, especially when we've seen how good Colorado and Tampa have been over the past couple of years. So teams need to get desperate and make some crazy moves. I'll also leave this to you. The Flames finished atop the Pacific Division last year. 50-21-11 get bounced in the second round. But where do you see them finishing next year, Steele? Because I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to be in tough to repeat the success they had last year if they miss their two most important offensive pieces. You can make the argument about Elias Lindholm last year, but let's be clear. The two top offensive targets and studs on that team were and are Matthew Tkachuk, used to be Gaudreau.
Yeah, in my honest opinion, I think they're on the brink of a wild card spot. I think the Vancouver Canucks are going to be there as well. The way I'm looking at the Calgary Flames situation right now is they remind me a lot of the Dallas Stars. I think they have great goaltending. I think their defense are pretty solid. But up front, you're not getting a lot of offense if Tkachuk – well, Gaudreau is already gone. But if Tkachuk's gone, then you're not getting a ton of offense if you're only relying on Elias Lindholm, Andrew Mangiapane, Dylan Dubé, even Sean Monahan, who we discussed, who had that hip surgery, I believe it was. But you're not going to be getting a ton of offense, so it becomes a very difficult situation. And like the Dallas Stars last year, they were on, you know, the brink of a wild card spot.
One final interesting little tidbit that I want to drop to you right now on this topic is Keith Tkachuk played almost half of his 18 seasons in St. Louis. I could see
the Did you Saint hear Louis about the trade?
Pardon me?
Did you hear about the trade St. Louis offered the Calgary Flames?
No, I did not.
Apparently the Blues offered Jordan Kyrou, Torrey Krug, and I'm forgetting the last pick. It might have been a pick or a prospect, but
definitely. So they're sniffing around.
They were sniffing around at Matthew Tkachuk, but they rejected the offer. That's
they
what
rejected
I was,
that.
It might
one,
be a
but
rumor,
that,
but that's what I saw.
That just confirms to me, and it is still a rumor, that they are sniffing around. So throw St. Louis right there in that mix with the New York Islanders and New Jersey Devils. I think the case, the point to take away here really, Steele, is that it seems to be a destination south of the border, most assuredly. He's going to go south and play somewhere in an American market. So we'll see what happens, but I've said it all week. These are the kinds of moves that if you're a fantasy GM who cares about making that loot, you have to keep your eyes on these moves because they could really, it's not just the one player. It's the impact on the lines around him. This is what Steele and I are going to continue to do for you out there all summer long. Wait until September 1st where we kick off all of our pre-draft exciting coverage right here on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast.
Flip, it honestly feels like I'm in an episode of Stranger Things. Like I'm in the upside down right now. The hockey world is on fire. It's on chaos. Everything's changing, but still super excited for the upcoming season. Yes. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen Locked On NHL. Locked On experts give you a 30-minute podcast on all things NHL, all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world. Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this one right here. So make sure you hit the follow, hit the subscribe button, and get all the latest episodes every Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.